We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It's 809 WCCO. John Rash is here on the Rash Report. We talk media and pop culture on the WCCO. John, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you doing this morning?
A little concerned here reading about Facebook considering restricting politicians' ability to use these highly detailed demographic information they can get, personal information, to narrowly target their would-be voters with ads, John. And the policy chief yesterday, as you saw, I'm sure, confirmed Thursday in that interview with Politico the possible shift in their permissive policy on political advertising.
Well, I think this really reflects a conversation you and I have had on several episodes of the Rash Report in terms of the pressure on social media companies to rein in the abuses that are happening that are affecting voters, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. And Twitter, as you and I discussed last week, decided that they're not going to take any paid political ads. And I think it's quite important to then note that it certainly doesn't mean that Twitter will be political content free, and everyone up to and especially including the President of the United States often weighs in on politics on Twitter. That will certainly continue, if not accelerate. But Facebook, which had said that they are not going to police any of the content that is paid on their site, faced a tremendous amount of criticism. This perhaps is their response to this in terms of not allowing politicians to micro-target. And so we'll have to see where this goes. But I think it shows the importance of social media to individuals, to institutions like politics here in this country, and to the international space right now in terms of just how effective and how much it's impacting politics across the country and across the world. There was a big story about Russia's efforts to manipulate elections, not, of course, just here in the United States, as they did with their attack on the 2016 elections, but around the world, and most recently in Africa in some elections, to try to have candidates win who they thought might be more pro-Kremlin than their rivals.
Speaking of global social media, then, I was reading this from the Associated Press today about, as the Turkish forces were launching their assault in northern Syria, John, the social media users propagated images of Turkey soldiers hugging, cradling, or feeding children, but none of those actually reflected what was happening. Some weren't Turkish soldiers, none of them were recent, and some had been taken in other countries.
And there's a great example of something that wasn't a paid post, but just disinformation that was spread via social media. And there's a specific example of where the images didn't match the reality. Beyond that, as you well know, Dave, there's a really deep concern over what are called deep fakes or artificial intelligence, where they can manipulate video and audio. And there's real concern, not just with people who, you know, observe social media, but people who are part of the government, that this could literally start conflicts in some countries. If you have something that is perceived as an offense that happens that spreads virally via social media, and if it's not real, that the effects indeed could be quite and all too real. And so I think this is just, to some degree, the tip of the iceberg that might be out there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of misinformation. I read in one of the entertainment papers that Sandra Bullock and Ellen DeGeneres are suing websites that use fake endorsements for beauty products. So it's all over.
You know, that was an interesting story, and that's something that a lot of celebrities are beginning to face here. And they have to get their attorneys on it, because many of them don't have anything to do with these products, as you mentioned, Dave, and it can hurt their reputation for their other projects that they're involved in, be it, you know, a real product that they may want to endorse, or, of course, their entertainment that they want the American public to buy into as well.
Another one, John, if you're using passwords of friends or family to streaming services, which, as you know, are all the rage right now, they want to crack down on what they think could be billions of dollars in lost revenue.
Well, it probably is indeed lost revenue here. And, you know, it's not just the streaming services, it's news services, it's so many other kind of online options. And, you know, this is a way that some people get around for paying for it. But of course, the content created can be quite expensive. So watch for different ways, you know, for people to have to log into this or authenticate. But that can also frustrate consumers where it becomes too complex and they decide to leave it all together. So a little bit of a challenge for them in that respect. But I think we'll hear more about this as well.
John, the peach section returns to the Star Tribune today.
Wasn't that something? And of course, our longtime listeners remember what an institution the peach section in the sports was with, I think, the Minneapolis Tribune is when it originally was there. But just shows how much fun you can have in terms of the newspaper business and how relevant it can be just up to today. So thank you for noticing. It's great.
Yeah, very cool. And my kids who read the paper are going to say, "What is that, Dad?"
Exactly.
So it's kind of neat because generationally, you know, maybe we can introduce it to a whole new generation. That's very cool. Very fun as we get ready for that Penn State Gopher game tomorrow. Very cool.
Big game tomorrow. Absolutely.
Hey, John, you're writing tomorrow on the Star Trib?
30th anniversary, Dave, of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and I'm going to take a look back at that. Spoke with a West German and East German native and talk about the role of presidential rhetoric in that and also what role presidential rhetoric is or isn't playing in terms of speaking to authoritarianism in the world right now. So that'll be my column tomorrow morning.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Isn't it amazing how powerful that one statement was in terms of our memories? But you speak to experts, and the clarity that President Reagan had when he said that famous quote at the Brandenburg Gate was very, very still has resonance today. And a lot of people wish that the West would return to that kind of clarity of rhetoric, especially directed towards President Putin and Russia.
John, I appreciate your time. Never enough time. And I'll look forward to your column in tomorrow's Star Tribune. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.